Subsistence harvests are managed by federal agencies with input from local residents through regional advisory councils. But as KMBA's Jacqueline Estes reports, local residents aren't stepping up to be on the councils.
The Federal Office of Subsistence Management is seeking applicants for the 10 subsistence regional advisory councils that provide information and recommendations on fish and wildlife management proposals to the Federal Subsistence Board. Carl Johnson is the Council Coordination Division Chief in the Federal Office of Subsistence Management. He says the number of applicants to serve on the regional councils has been dropping over the years.
So far, we have only received about a dozen applications for 36 open seats on the 10 regional advisory councils. And historically, for the first 10 years of the program, we had a really good number of applications annually, averaging around 104. And for the last 10 years, we've seen about a 30% decline with an average annual application number of about 70. And the last couple of years, it's continued the decline.
Johnson says reasons for the decline in applications aren't known, but he does want people to know that the regional councils have an important role in subsistence management on federal public lands. Except in limited circumstances, the Federal Subsistence Board is required to give deference to council input on fish and wildlife proposals. In recent years, Johnson says the board has adopted regional recommendations 90% of the time.
Most of the people who get on the regional advisory councils stay on them for a long period of time because they realize that once they're on those councils, they have an opportunity to really meaningfully influence subsistence management. And, you know, it's a great opportunity for them to make sure that their communities and their region's voice is heard. And it's a really meaningful and rewarding experience, I think.
Johnson says council meetings do involve travel.
What the Federal Subsistence Management Program does is it pays for all airfare and lodging for the council members when they travel for their meetings. It also provides them a per diem to cover any food expenses or other expenses that they have while they're traveling. Typically, the council meetings are 2 days long, so we have them travel the day before the meeting and then go home the day after. So there's about 4 days total of travel twice a year.
Applicants need to be knowledgeable about subsistence and other fish and wildlife uses in their area. The deadline for applications to serve on a subsistence regional advisory council is January 23rd. Reporting in Anchorage, I'm Jacqueline Estes.